Would you rather forget something every day or lose something every day? Welcome to the Rathercast,
where every week we present to you a family-friendly Would You Rather question, we debate our answers, and we invite you to do the same with your friends and family.
Now, as you heard at the top of the episode, it was... Hold on, what was I going to say?
What? Wait, what was it? I forget. Oh, that's right. I forget.
Forget something every day or lose something every day?
So, would you rather wake up in the morning and forget some random thing? Now, you never know what you might forget.
You might forget 1 + 1.
And what's something else you might forget?
How to unfold your massage table.
I might. Well, that would only apply to someone like me who is a massage therapist, I suppose. But yes, if I forgot how to set up my massage table, that could be very detrimental to my working life. It you might forget how to tie your shoes.
Open a door.
Oh my gosh. You walk up to a door and you're like, I don't know what to do. You could probably learn that one again really quick.
Yeah. Someone's name.
Yeah, I was going to say, what are examples of things you might forget? Someone's name. What if it's someone you know really? What if I forgot your name?
Then you'd learn it.
I'd be like, hey,
you? What if you forgot how to walk a runner?
Oh, no. So this is a difficult decision. Would you rather forget something every day?
I think I already know my answer.
Hold on a second.
Forget English.
What if you forgot English? Do you want to have it so that it's cumulative? So if you forget something on Monday, have you still forgotten it on Tuesday? Or does it reset?
It resets.
Okay, so you forget something different every day, or you lose something. Sometimes you might lose your keys. Sometimes you might lose one sock. Not that inconvenient.
What if you lose the door handle?
I might lose my car. I don't know where the car is. Sometimes that would be very inconvenient.
One Lego piece from a random Lego set.
Yeah, and that's not that inconvenient, because you can get around that. You just come up with a different piece. Tell me.
What if we lost a microphone? Then we couldn't record.
Then two of us would have to share a microphone. I think the brothers could probably share.
Actually, I think we have more microphones.
Oh, yeah, we'd have to get a backup microphone.
What if we lost the H6?
Ooh. With the H6, our special recording device, that would make producing an episode. Oh. We'd have to line the microphones right into the camera. There's always a workaround. Well, not always a workaround, I suppose, but...
What if we lost the microphone?
So these are all very good examples, but the real question is, would you rather forget something every day or lose something every day? Tell me why you would rather lose something.
If I forgot how to do English, you couldn't communicate.
Right? Would make for an interesting day, though.
If you forgot how to open a door, and you couldn't get out of your room. If you forgot how to walk, you'd have to crawl, and that sounds just plain
that would
annoying.
Yep.
If I forgot how to set up the Rathercast, then...
It'd be hard to record an episode, and that's true.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So I feel like it would be easier to get around. See, if I lost my car... There's always a workaround for that.
Now, where's this car that you suddenly have? You're saying if you were older and you lost your IC. Okay, gotcha.
What if I was older and I lost, a Lego piece?
What if you lost your pants? That would be awkward.
But I'd only lose one pair of pants.
Oh, right. Go get a different pair of pants. Yeah, it's just one thing. I think that makes sense to me. Ender, would you rather forget something every day or lose something?
I'd rather forget something because, I don't know, I don't really want to lose something.
You don't.
And forgetting sounds like an interesting experience. Like, if I can't walk for a day, it would be interesting.
You'd have to go get a wheelchair.
Can I choose what you forget?
Can you choose what he forgets?
Yeah.
No way. That sounds like a bad situation right there.
I want him to forget how to do stuff like eat food.
So you're not afraid of forgetting your own name?
Oh.
I mean, I can just relearn it.
How?
You could be like, hey, what's my name?
Oh.
That'd be an awkward conversation.
That's
interesting. I think I'm with Elodin, though. I think the risk of, forgetting how to drive, for example, could be quite dangerous.
Yeah,
I think I'd rather lose something every day. Hopefully, most days it's not something that's really detrimental to my
life.
Because
Like, one day, maybe you lost a piece of hair.
Well, I've lost many pieces of hair over the years, so yeah. I don't think I would miss any hairs. That's a, I guess we could have said that there's a, like, do you wake up and it's gone? The thing that you've forgotten or the item?
There's only one thing that would be bad about that.
What?
What if you lost your house? Everything would be, like, floating.
Yeah, your house is just gone.
You're just floating.
Yeah, that'd be funny. You're like, I was thinking it could be dangerous if it just happened at some random time during the day. Like if I was driving and then I forgot how to drive, that would be very troubling.
No, you wake up with it.
So I wake up and I've forgotten how to drive.
It could still be dangerous because you don't know what you forget until you try to do it.
Oh, this is a very interesting situation. Any other thoughts about this one, guys? Did we come to a consensus? A lot of different ideas. Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Well, please find us in all the places that you know of, rathercast.com, and all the socials. Share with us if you would like to.
And please submit would-you-rather question of your own. I seem to have forgotten.
Oh, yeah. Submit a question. And
we really need one.
If you've forgotten how to submit a question or if you've lost your mobile device, depending on which way you went in this question, you'll have to seek some help for that. But in any case, we look forward to hearing from you, and we can't wait to catch you next time on
The Rathercast.
Hold on, what?
What are we remembering? I've forgotten everything now. Oh no, and I've lost my microphone. Bye.
Would you rather show your love for the Rathercast by supporting the show or crush the hopes and dreams of a dad and his two sons? Make the right choice and learn how you can help by checking the show notes or visiting therathercast.com. You can also submit a would you rather question of your own to be considered for a future episode by emailing therathercast@gmail.com.